This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Patrick Murphy, superintendent of the Mont Olive School District. Welcome to the show, Superintendent Murphy.
Thank you.
We are today going to talk a little bit about back to school as school's ramping up in many areas, and if it hasn't already started, it is starting very soon. And first off, the school year's getting started, and unfortunately, just recently we've had some information come down that COVID is going to once again have its ugly head within education and so forth because of the, I guess primarily the Delta variant is really bringing some problems because of its potential of breakthrough, even if you've been vaccinated and so forth. And I thought we'd go back for a minute here. And we had several interviews back in the 2019-20 and the 2020-21 school years about all the things going on with COVID, and we heard school districts going to, I guess you would call, crisis mode when this first came out, and things like remote learning started and all kinds of different things happened for schools to deal with COVID. And then as last school year got towards the end, things were looking much better, but now we've got questions again. And I think first off, you pointed out in several of our interviews, one of the main things with COVID when it first started back in 2020 around March was that after a while, educators learned that the biggest thing was is remote learning. Students really needed to be in school classrooms and things like that, and data and testing sort of showed that as time went on. And you still think that is probably a primary thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. If there's something that we've learned as educators, you know, we've been having kids come to school for the past as long as 100 years and 200 years, and absolutely that we found that face-to-face instruction is by far the most successful way to educate children. So children learn, the average child has a much better success rate with face-to-face instruction than remote learning.
As we got out of the 2020-21 school year, people were, I think, hopeful there was going to be more normal classroom activity, probably, and it was moving that way to much more extracurricular activity, especially sports and things like that. And now, well, it seems like we're still on track to have a little more normal activity at school, but we have the mandated mask issue now for everyone in school. That's pre-K through 12th grade. And sort of how did that go within the Mont Olive School District? I know it's been a question and a topic in all school districts because no one was expecting that mandate to come down, well, until, say, a few weeks ago. And how did it go over in your school district?
And my Mount Olive School District, like many other school districts in our area, you know, it was a debate, a point of debate. But truly, we followed what the governor's mandate was, and we're now in our second day of school here. You know, so we have students attending a full day of school, and we do not have remote learning at this time. So it's just face-to-face instruction. So we're very glad that we can bring the students in at that time. But the rules have changed a little bit. And so some of the rules that have changed from last year, there's a lot of the same, but there are a few different. Yes, we're required to wear masks in the school from everyone who's in the school when we're in the school. But when we're outside the school, outside, we're not required to do so. So, and we can spread out a little more. So we're learning from this, and our staff, we're encouraging staff members to work outside if they can with students. Now, this week, it's very difficult with the heat the way it is, but we're hopeful as the fall goes on that we are going to be able to use our outdoor facilities even more so we can do face-to-face instruction when we're outside. Also, then one of the new rules is the mask mandate's not for outdoor, as well as you can't be quarantined from outdoor activity. And that's really important because last year, of all our absenteeism due to COVID, and it was high when we were in school, 95% of it was through quarantine students, not sick students, kids who had to get quarantined. So they've changed some new quarantine rules as well, which are very important to how we can do business this year and be successful. And the changes are this. Last year, our choice was when a child was exposed by another student or a family member and they were exposed to COVID, they had to sit out 2 weeks, 14 days. So basically 2 weeks of school, they had to be at home. Well, now that's still an option, but there's two more options, one that's already online, another one that's going to come online. Now, if this occurs in our school this year, because we're wearing masks, the first option is after the sixth day, you can take a COVID test, and if you are negative, you can come back to school on the seventh day, which means you'd only miss 5 days of school. But even better than that, the new option that we will have in line come early September or mid-September is this. They're now providing free testing for us. And if your family, if the families agree, we'd never test a child without families agreeing. What the University of Illinois did last year, for no better word, is the spit test, where it's no longer even a swab. You just spit into a vial, and they could test that within a 24-hour period of time. That's called the SHIELD testing. They're going to provide that to all public schools who apply for it. And if your child is exposed at school or anywhere, once this SHIELD test is up, you do not have to be quarantined. You just have to test on days 1, 3, 5, and 7. And if you test negative on all those days, you do not even have to be quarantined. So with 95% of our attendance being lost last year because of quarantines, I'm very hopeful and excited that possibly we can keep that number way down with these new rules in place.
Now, with those few who have to leave school for a few days, or what it may end up being, what is it? Are they on remote learning, or what will be happening right now as the rules stand?
That's a good question. But our school, I've got a great staff here at Mount Olive, and they've worked with the administration and the school board, and we are not providing remote learning what we knew last year, where kids would get online and go live into the classroom to regular population right now. But, so here to answer your question, for those students who are quarantined or do have COVID, they will be allowed to remote in, and our staff will teach a full day of school because we're 8-3 now, as well as provide instruction, remote instruction to those students who are COVID-related.
Now, a question I have, and I know it's come up even in some meetings and, well, just basically within the populace. We always knew that children under 12 couldn't get the vaccine anyway, and those over 12 could with parental consent and things like that. Is that, or was that, or is that still a consideration with probably well over half of all of your students under the age of 12 in most districts? Is it a concern that they could get, because we're having breakthrough on COVID, even for those vaccinated, is it a concern they could get exposed more versus, say, the high school student who maybe had their vaccination? Is there sort of like a two-plane here is how you deal with it?
I absolutely have the same fears and concerns because these children, these young adults, which is over half our student population, have not been even got the opportunity to take a shot, because those who, then to go back to quarantining, those who've been vaccinated cannot be quarantined. So that right there, now that's a great incentive to get a vaccination once they're available. But as you stated earlier, half our population does not even have that choice at this time. I've been told by mid-September that is going to become a choice, but at this time it is not. So I'm very concerned, and you use the word outbreak. And outbreak's another major concern that I have right now, is because with this Delta variant, what I'm reading and hearing is that it spreads much more rapidly. So we have a large, so put all this into the soup pot together, we have a large population of non-vaccinated people in together. We're trying to keep our social distancing, we're wearing masks, we're keeping the mitigations as much as possible. But if we have an outbreak, then the health department comes in and is going to be making strong recommendations of quarantining a lot of students, or possibly when you get to outbreak level, they could recommend or demand that we have to shut down for a period of time.
And thus, that might bring back the word that we were talking about earlier. That would probably have to bring back more remote type learning situations, correct?
If you try to prepare ahead, which I believe smart people should try to look ahead and say, try to play out the scenarios of what could happen, that's absolutely the case. So if an outbreak occurs and the health department, in this case, Macoupin County Health Department, would tell the Mount Olive School District, you have to shut it down for 2 weeks, you would think that remote learning is the right option just for that period of time. It wouldn't be that Mount Olive's doing it. It'd be that the health department is requiring us to do it. But there's a problem with that right now. The Illinois State Board of Education is not allowing remote learning days, zero remote learning days at this point. I've stressed this to the Regional Office of Education, trying to look ahead, saying, hey, we better work together here because we're here working hard to have kids face-to-face instruction. But if the Illinois Department of Health and Macoupin County Health Department demand or highly recommend that we have to shut down because an outbreak's here, we should have the right to go remote for that period of time until we can get our kids back to health. At this time, the Illinois State Board of Education has not done that.
So that is surely a policy thing that you hope they'll take up in the future?
I'm urging everyone I know at that level to please consider it immediately, because for schools that are back in session like Mount Olive, I think you are totally doing and walking in the blind if you don't look into that as a possibility of happening.
To expound on that a bit, again, probably a hypothetical, but again, as you say, it's probably worth thinking about, because we know with COVID, it changes quite regularly, and we don't know, maybe Delta will have a variant of its own coming up that'll do something new too. But what about, I know you said, oh, you can go outdoors now and that's safer and it's under CDC guidelines and things like that. But what if we get somewhere where now, and say a month from now, we hear, oh, even outdoor sports or, you know, this or that, you're going to have a mask there. I mean, this is, again, an evolving situation.
We will continue to follow, and I think the Mount Olive Board feels this way, and I know you stated earlier in your comments about there's very many communities that have different points of view regarding this, but we're going to follow the guidelines from the state and the health department that are required in this mandate. We will follow that. And yes, to go ahead and go to your latest question, it's very possible that there could be different things that spread from this. I fully expect, and I pray that I'm wrong, but I fully expect outbreaks to occur in elementary schools in a very rapid time frame here, because we're bringing hundreds and thousands of children together who are unvaccinated. Instead of children, but in this case, people. We're bringing unvaccinated people together, and the Delta variant is spreading like wildfire, in those type of young people.
It's sort of just right now, you went into it a little bit, but what sort of the day at school right now as we stand with COVID and school districts there at Mount Olive?
Sure. And we're excited that we are running a full school day. We're back, we're following an 8 a.m. start to a 3 p.m. dismissal. And what we do is the children, we do have obviously a few modifications. We breakfast in the classrooms now. We still eat lunch in our cafeteria. We spread them out as much as possible. We disinfect our classrooms with our disinfectant spray on a nightly basis. We keep social distancing as much as possible. We do not use our water fountains, but we provide water bottles to every child who needs them, and all our water fountains now are water bottle fill-up stations. So we provide still water to all grade levels, and we make announcements every day to our kids. If you don't have a water bottle, we provide you one. We encourage our staff to go outside when they can. And obviously this week, with the heat it is right now, it's very difficult to go out for very large length of time because of that. But we're working that as well. Our activities and sports have all started. We have junior high baseball and softball started, and we have high school volleyball starting up and high school golf that's starting up. So we're really working hard to provide as much back to what we were as we can. And all the things we've discussed earlier are absolutely possibilities, and we're going to face those as we go. But here at Mount Olive, and I'm sure at a lot of other school districts, we have great professionals that are doing what's best for kids, and we're trying to do the best we can for them.
Superintendent Patrick Murphy, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County and giving us an update on how the school year started out.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.